May I wish you all the most wonderful Valentine's Day, the best ever Valentine's Day, full of love, romance, excitement, adventure, and a great feeling that you are special and deserving, that you really and truly are somebody who the world is a better place for having you alive. May that be your Valentine's experience today. I have to say a few things personal, I suppose, about my Valentine's date, my best or worst Valentine's date. But I'd better say, introduce it first by being truthful and saying that there are 2 days in the year which I have always, or almost always, wished could be forgotten. And one of those is New Year's Eve, and the other is Valentine's Day. Now, like an awful lot of people as a teenager, I didn't get Valentine cards, and I thought everybody else did. So I really and truly didn't love the experience of Valentine's Day, and I think I probably protected it myself from it by not sending anybody ever a Valentine myself. And I certainly poo-pooed Valentine's Day as a commercial swizz for almost all of my life, right up until relatively recently. And I'll come back to that in a minute. The other day I wanted to wipe out of the calendar has always been New Year's Eve, because that also was an evening that I dreaded, and always felt that I wouldn't be fully enjoying myself and on New Year's Eve, like everybody else. So I am. Protected myself from that experience by avoiding New Year's Eve celebrations. So I've had some hairy New Year's Eve experiences, but this is about Valentine's. So, and in fact, I have to say one other thing about Valentine, which is that I have suffered so much with this Valentine phobia that I have blotted out all concrete memories. When I started to think about Valentine's Day, I couldn't actually remember any good or bad experience I'd ever had on Valentine's Day, and in fact, I couldn't remember ever hardly knowing when Valentine's Day was. And that's not an accident, really. I must have had some date on Valentine's Day sometime. I cannot actually remember ever asking anybody out on Valentine's Day, and I'm sure I would never have been courageous enough to invite somebody out for the first time on Valentine's Day. And but I can't imagine the 14th of February has, you know, I've lived for so many years that there must have been at least a few of those years when something significant happened on the 14th of February, but I probably displaced it into the 13th or the 15th, so that I wouldn't have to dwell on romance and all that. This coming from somebody who's a huge romantic is another story. But what else can I say about Valentine's Day? It all went along like that, with me denying the significance of Valentine, so much so that I was genuinely surprised when I relatively recently started a relationship with a woman for whom Valentine's Day was incredibly important. And she was a poet, and she had loads of experience of writing love poetry on Valentine's Day, and she was a great poet, actually. So a poet who I really think a lot of. And I took to writing poetry under influence, I guess, for Valentine's Day. So I have written a few poems in my life for Valentine's Day. To more than one woman. So, but I'm now thinking of the woman who influenced me. And I wrote poems when we were having a relationship on Valentine's Day. In fact, I wouldn't have dreamt of letting Valentine's Day go past without writing a Valentine's Day poem. And I have those poems. Well, just like I'm one of these hoarder poets, I wouldn't throw them away. Look, you're saying to yourself, when is the guy going to get around to tell us the story of the Valentine's Day? And I'm not teasing you, really. There isn't one. There isn't one. There never was a Valentine's Day. I think there might have been a Valentine's Day, but I'd have to go back through my diaries. I didn't write a Valentine's poem this year. I didn't. I haven't. And I'm spending a very pleasant Valentine's evening. I'm doing something that is really, really important to me and is also important to the person I love most in all the world. And I'm going out now and I'm going to do something that's very, very good for my mental health. And I'm spending Valentine's Day taking care of my own mental health. And that's another story for another time. And thank you, whoever invented Valentine's Day. Bye-bye.